Now, on the night of the 4th of August, we moved up to what I know now as the Pozier Ridge. Now, just imagine a huge saucer, and the lip of the saucer was the ridge. The village of Pozier was over the top of the ridge, and it was known as the Pozier Ridge. Now, whoever held that ridge, in this case it was the Germans, overlooked a huge part of the whole Somme battlefield. So it was very, very important that this should be taken. On the night of the 4th of August 1916, we were moved up into a newly dug trench, being dug the night before, just a slip trench about 4 feet deep, about 2 feet wide, no fire step to it. It was just an assembled trench. Our objective was uphill. It was known to be somewhere between 200 and 300 yards, but no definite measurement. We moved into this assembled trench, and when we'd been there, we lost a few men going up the communication trench, but not many. When we got into this assembled trench, we settled down there, sat down on the bottom, and order came, platoon sergeants to company headquarters. Well, company headquarters was just the same trench. You went along to, there was Captain Cazlett there. And this is the sort of order we got. It is now 8:15. At 9 o'clock, we go over the top. We're going behind curtain fire. Curtain fire was shrapnel, burst, and you're advancing this way. And as you advance, so the guns go further and further away, you see. You advance behind that curtain fire. At 9 o'clock, we advance behind curtain fire. We don't know exactly how far this trench is, but it's between 200 and 300 yards. Sergeant Turnbull, you would take the first wave. I will go over the first. This is Captain Cazlett speaking. I will go over the first wave, and Mr. Firefoot, the second in command, will go over with you, Sergeant Quinnell, with your platoon. You'll be in the second wave. Now go along and tell your men to be ready, and as soon as the curtain fire starts, we move. Right? Back along the trench you went, told our men what to do. Well, now my men in the second wave, the tip I gave them was run like hell and catch up with the first wave. That wasn't an order, it was just a tip. Because my experience told me that when you're out in no man's land, you're standing there naked. But if you catch up with the first, the sooner you get over and get your job done, the fewer casualties you'll have. And by doing that, I gave them that order, my men got over, we caught up with the first wave behind this curtain fire. And we caught up with the first wave, we went into the Germans with the first wave. We ran like hell too. When we got to the German trench, there was this German kneeling on the floor of the trench, and poor bugger was dead scared. So while I'm standing wondering whether to stick him or shoot him, the German jumped out of the trench away to my left, another one on the right, so I jumped down onto this German, pinned him down, knelt on his shoulders, shot the German on the left, worked my bolt, put another one up the spout and shot the German who was running away on the right. By this time all our men had reached the trench, and I went along to report to the captain that we'd arrived. He said, good, now let's have a quick roll call. So I counted my men, And I'd only lost three coming over, which was a marvellous performance for the... It was this surprise attack, you see. And the Germans didn't have time to drop their barrels down. But once we were over there, and in the German trench, the barrage came down behind us. So my tip of getting my men over there to catch up with the first wave paid off. Otherwise they would have...